Proverbs 15:9 says, "The way of the wicked is an abomination unto the Lord, but he loveth him that followeth after righteousness." Now, God loves all sinners in a general sense, but he wants to love them in an active, personal sense by commending his love toward lost sinners in the gracious act of dying for sinners in the person of Jesus Christ, so that sinners might be saved, then enabling God to actively and personally love them. That may sound difficult at first, but the message is simply that of John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God's love is offered to all, but can only be experienced personally by those who receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and become a born-again child of God. And that's what is meant by our proverb. On the one hand, you have the fact that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, but as long as they don't believeth on him, or in him, then they fall under the first part of the proverb, which says, "The way of the wicked is an abomination unto the Lord." But on the other hand, there are those who repent toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, believing how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. That is who the second half of our proverb is referring to when it says, "But he loveth him that followeth after righteousness." Following after righteousness simply means following Jesus Christ and his word. That begins at the cross of Christ. And once you are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, being born again by faith in his word, then you begin a lifelong journey following after righteousness. Of course, some will say, "Well, I know a lot of Christians who don't follow after righteousness. They blaspheme and cuss, or they do drugs recreationally and get drunk, or they commit sexual sin, or they're into porn, or and so forth." Well, don't be surprised when you find out that a lot of people who call themselves Christians end up in hell. You can call yourself a banana, but that doesn't make you one. But there are some true Christians who do get off the path, and instead of following after righteousness, they go off the rails into sin. All I can say is that only God knows whether that person is really saved or not, but if they are his children, then the Bible says that he will chastise them to bring them back to the path of righteousness. And if they persist and refuse to follow after righteousness, we're told that he will destroy them. You'll see that in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. And they will suffer loss of reward as on judgment. As the words in 1 Corinthians 3:15 say of such Christians, that they shall be saved, yet so as by fire. So are you unsaved? God has a general offer of love to you as he does to all lost sinners. Receive Jesus Christ by faith in the gospel that we spelled out earlier in this devotional, and you can then experience God's love personally and eternally. Are you saved, but living a life marred by sin and fleshly carnality? 1 John 1:9 says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So confess your sins with a repentant heart and begin following after righteousness so that God can pour out his love on you in real, practical ways, just as a father does his child. As far as those who do follow after righteousness, it's only because Jesus has saved us. He has given us of his Spirit, and he has empowered us along the way as we choose to follow his word. So don't get cocky or arrogant about it. There's no room for pride. Be humble, be thankful, and be full of appreciation and love for the Lord and his grace, as 1 Corinthians 10:12 says, "Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall." Following righteousness means following the only one who deserves praise, glory, and honor. His name is Jesus Christ, and he is our Savior and our best friend if we will simply follow him. So let's do so and invite others along the way.